Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by AnaBots. Did you know? Companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal. Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of 9 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Nathan Johnson. Nathan is a business leader with a goal of impacting 5+ million people globally. He's a seasoned operator from startups through Fortune 12 companies with experience across multiple industries. So Nathan, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thank you for having me. It's really good to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. So from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Well, that's a very loaded question, but you know, stepping all the way back, I run a company called Habitual Growth. I am in the personal development, personal growth space. And obviously there is just a tremendous amount that AI is doing for any industry, but in this industry in particular, I think it's really fascinating because it's still evolving. It's still really shaping how people are interacting with the technology and where it's actually impacting their lives. You know, when I started Habitual Growth, one of the things that I was really focused on was solely the personal development and growth side of things. And as I've gotten further and further into the industries, as somebody coming from outside of the industry, I'm not a fitness expert. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not any of those things. I really focus on mental transformation and really helping people change their core beliefs and core behavioral issues. We really focus on the root cause. And one of the things that I've learned is people don't really know where to start, right? They consume information all the time. It's, you know, I hear this amazing podcast. I learned about this new technology and they do nothing with it. And in this space in particular, as people are looking to grow themselves into a better version, chase that best version of themselves, oftentimes they don't really know where to start. They consume and then it doesn't really go anywhere. So with Habitual Growth, what we've done and where the AI comes into play is we are actually having an integrated AI environment where it is specific to an individual, looks at proficiencies, and then it helps them shape their goals and their habits. And, you know, I think AI from an industry perspective, as I mentioned, can be used in any sort of capacity. I think people are still really trying to figure out what works for them. So rather than talk about the broad strokes, I would say what we are trying to do at Habitual Growth is make it as personalized as possible. So it actually applies to the individual. It's not just this scary, broad technology that is reshaping every industry. It's how can I make Nate better? How can I make Anna better? How can I make my own personal journey and help me be successful in the long run?
That's super interesting. And yes, we have become information junkies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a great way to say that.
I mean, we are all junkies. I am a junkie of information. and sometimes we buy courses or read books or listen to podcasts, but we don't do anything with it. So I'm very interested in knowing a practical application of AI, like how are you using that part of AI in your business? Like how?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I can't get into all of these specifics. I have some contractual obligations for confidentiality that I'm really working on. But from a high level overview, the best way to describe this, right, if anybody's familiar with Duolingo, right, you're learning another language, they have quests and journeys. Mm-hmm. Our lives are just like that, right? We all have a quest. We all have something that we are chasing. We're going towards a goal. We may not know what that end goal is in sight, but we all know at least in the personal growth and development space, we want to be better, right? So we're chasing something that gets us to that next level, that gets us to that next milestone. And as those stack up over time, that ends up being your quest and your journey. And the more control you can have over that, the more you can understand the impacts from a holistic perspective that you're working with, right? Maybe it's spiritual, maybe it's financial, maybe it's professional, maybe it's physical or mental, whatever that is on your own quest or journey, you want to kind of know where you stand. You want to know if you're progressing. You know, it's great to go to OpenAI or ChatGPT and say, you know, give me the best way to run a marathon. But if you're already an ultra marathon runner, that doesn't really apply for somebody mm-hmm. like myself, who probably hasn't run a mile in like 3 years, right? I'm going to have a very different plan than somebody who's running 15 miles a day. And right. so, you know, really trying to dial in that personalization, really understanding proficiencies, really understanding the passions of what people want to chase, how it impacts their lives, and then helping them really be aware of the decisions that they're making with the AI to help them kind of continue to chip away that milestone, move the goalpost continuously, if you will, over time, helps right. them achieve more in a more aggressive manner, and really helps keep them focused. Because like we just said, everybody for the most part is a consumer and has tremendous consumer habits. And sometimes we don't recognize what that is. Mm-hmm. We get distracted all of the time. And that's usually because there's so much information thrown at us. We almost, the way I like to think about this, sounds a little bit silly, but it makes sense in my head, is think about like the blinders on a horse, right? When a horse is pulling people in a carriage, as an example, down the street, you don't want them looking at everything because they get spooked. If you can do right. that with your own personal journey, you can focus so much more. You can create more value for yourself, more growth for yourself by eliminating those distractions. That's what we're really doing with habitual growth and our integrated AI support, is helping people put those blinders on and say, this is where I want to go. I understand the decisions. I know it's going to be challenging. I want to embrace that, and then help them pursue that in a much more aggressive manner.
That's awesome. Yes. Basically, I understood that having a big goal and then breaking it in little chunks and mm-hmm. then staying focused. You're not busy. You're unfocused.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we know the difference in that, right? There's a lot of people that say they're busy and don't move themselves forwards. They don't move their business forwards. It is the constant next flashy thing, the next course, the next thing I can consume that keeps my mind busy, but may not actually lead to any fruits of the labor.
Yes. Amazing. So Nathan, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
So I come from a place of really wanting to serve others in a greater capacity. Habitual growth was actually born out of a place of a very dark time in my life. I needed to actually flip my script from somebody who was kind of not making any holistic decisions in life, really just kind of, hey, this seems really cool over here. And it was working for me for a while, and then it just wasn't. That led me on this journey of starting my own business, of really being more intentional with my decision making. So I serve the people and want to help the people that want to help themselves. And I know we've all kind of heard that cliche statement, but for me, it's absolutely true. You can't change people's minds for them. They have to change their own mind. And so for somebody who is like, no, I want to change my life, I want to make a different decision, I just don't know how, I don't know how to stick with a routine, but I am committed to this, those are the people that are going to be the most successful with habitual growth and with me. And I'm happy to chat with anybody else in that space that really wants to make a different decision in their life and start pursuing something with intentionality.
Awesome. Where can they find you?
So you can go to our website, which is habitualgrowth.com. We have an application for both Android and iOS. The integrated AI piece that I mentioned is coming down the pipeline. It's not available yet, but you can get started with the product that's currently on the marketplace. You can also follow us on any of the socials, which is Habitual Growth, with the exception of Instagram, which I believe is Habitual Growth with a number one after it.
Fantastic. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Nathan Johnson, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more what he does by visiting habitualgrowth.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.